Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Well, he allegedly got away with murder for more than a decade. But the ride is over for a 41-year-old man suspected of killing a 64-year-old in his home in Ridgewood. Police made a collar in Florida where the suspect had been living. Well, today he's living in a cell at the 105th over in Queens. That cold case file tops our news on this Thursday. And particularly shocking, they say the suspect, actually a relative, in what could be described as a landlord-tenant dispute which went horribly off the rails. Marla Diamond leading our broadcast on this Thursday.
Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz said cold case investigators matched DNA evidence from a discarded fork to blood found at the Green Avenue home where 64-year-old Rosario Prestigiacomo was found stabbed more than 16 times in February of 2009. His 41-year-old nephew, Anthony Scalise of Florida, has been charged with his murder.
Now he can, order some beats,
Said Sam Shaheen, who lives a few doors down and remembered the victim as a kind and quiet man.
It's so hard. Somebody got killed and nobody got arrested, It's a shame.
DA Katz said it's the first time in New York that a homicide suspect was identified, making use of public genealogy databases. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Ridgewood, Queens.
Whoa, 15 years later, huh? And this is crazy. Two subway riders viciously attacked with brass knucks this week in Queens. Police have put out photos of the suspects now. They say the two victims, ages 28 and 30, on a Flushing-bound train near Roosevelt Avenue, 74th Street in Jackson Heights, about 4 in the morning on Tuesday when three male suspects showed up. They snatched the phone out of the hands of the 28-year-old and then showed him the business end of a knife, then threatened to shoot both of the victims. Big fight broke out, and police say one of the suspects pummeled the 28-year-old with some brass knuckles. The two took off running when the train pulled into 74th Street, and the victims suffered minor injuries there. Those pictures are on our website at 1010winds.com. So when we left here last weekend, I remember us talking about plans to curtail juvenile rowdiness down on the Jersey Shore with, more for curfews for the kids of a certain age and time and fines for their folks if they're caught. Well, apparently that didn't work. It got real over the Memorial Day weekend anyway, and now they're talking about putting some real consequences in place to tamp down on it.
A warning from New Jersey's state PBA. Unrest at the Jersey Shore will continue if lawmakers don't take action. PBA President Peter Andreev says legal reforms in recent years severely limited an officer's ability to interact with a juvenile or young adult.
Young adults really have no accountability. They can pretty much do what they want. And our officers, if they were trying to arrest the kids, if they're over the age of 18 but under the age of 21 and they're caught with underage possession of alcohol, the officers may not be able to contact the parents.
Andreev hopes for a balance, a compromise, legislation that protects the civil rights of young people but also holds them accountable for unlawful behavior. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, one kid, 15 years old, was stabbed over the Memorial Day in Ocean City. He's recovering now from non-life-threatening injuries. Meantime, a Hicksville man who police have been looking for is in jail, captured in Queens by a Nassau police SWAT team for allegedly driving into a police officer in Carl Place. Cops ended up firing at him. Nobody hit when police say 42-year-old Peter Centeno drove his Chevy Malibu into an officer, hurting the officer's hand. This is outside the Carl Place Holiday Inn. So listen to me. Follow along here. They say he initially rammed a patrol vehicle with two officers inside. One guy was pinned, and when his partner got out, they say Centeno allegedly floored it and hit him. That's when the police reports his officers fired a couple of rounds into Centeno's car, but even that didn't stop him. Cops say when they tried to pull him out of the Malibu, he floored it again, hitting another patrol car. They eventually caught up with him on Douglaston Parkway. Police say he had a history of crimes, including trespassing near Hicksville schools. Say there have been many complaints about this guy and had a lot of parents on edge. They've been looking for him since May 10th on a year-old stalking case. On Long Island, police looking for the guys who thought it was a good idea to set off fireworks inside a 7-Eleven. Beavis and Butthead. They say three men walked into the location on Elmont Road and one of them lit the thing and tossed it into a middle aisle. The explosion destroyed store shelves and merch. Thank goodness nobody was hurt. Police say Mr. Pyro had on some dark clothing and face masks. The other guys with him also had on dark clothing. If you know who they are, they want you to call Nassau County Crime Stoppers at 800-244-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.